You have your Bible, turn with us tonight, and we'll try to be as brief as we know how. To the first psalm, the very first psalm. God says tonight that we can have something, praise God, that there's not a whole lot of in this world. Amen? And He said that's joy. Amen? He said that we can have joy and that it's a gift from God. I was thinking as I seen Brother Andrew up here tonight and he was singing songs and he was picking that guitar. Amen? And he gets up there and he gets to Cain Heppitz and he smiles and he smiles when he smiles from ear to ear. Amen? I love it. Why? Because there's something stirring down inside. You know what that is? That's joy in the Lord. And you know what? That I would to God that would be contagious and we'd all get it. Amen? Just be excited about God. I believe it'd change our whole aspect. I believe it'd change our attitudes. Amen? Psalms, the first psalm. If you have your place, stand with us, reading of God's Word. The first psalm. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I want to preach just a little while tonight, and I'll try to be brief, on this thought, the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. I want to say, hey, I know discouragements come along in this world, but praise God, we just need to lift up our head, praise God, and realize that our God is still alive and that we're going to pass through this thing. This too will pass, and we're going to be in the presence of God before you know it. Amen? You know, as we go through life and as we get older, and we all get older, amen? And we think, but when we're young, we'll think that we're going to live forever. But there'll come a day when we come to ourselves and we'll realize, amen, that we are getting older. I know there's something to be said, Brother Robert, about that big time when you make it to the big 5-0. Amen? That's a big time in your life because you realize that I don't know about you, but it dawns on you. Amen? You on the downhill slide of this thing. Amen? But praise God, when you look at the Word of God and you realize the good God of the Word, you realize that God has a hope for me and you. The Bible says here, blessed is the man. Amen? In other words, he said, we get joy from the Lord. It's a gift from God, and he gives it to us, praise God, without any expectation. Amen? He gives it to us freely, praise God. And all he asks us to do is just love him and follow him. Amen? And he passes out the blessings in a liberal fashion. Blessings is where we get our happiness, amen, and an overriding joy, praise God, in our lives, amen. And that's what he's saying here. He said, praise God, blessed is the man. He said, he's full of joy, amen. A man can be full of, you know, man can have joy tonight, amen. You know what that means? That means that we don't have to go around with a pooch mouth all the time. We don't have to look like we've been eating sour apples. Amen. We can smile and have a good time and praise the Lord. Amen. And it's all right. Amen. Hey, amen. He said, well, preacher, church is a serious thing. Yeah, it is. We worship the God in spirit and truth, praise God, with joy in their heart. Amen. Amen. I think we ought to worship tonight with joy. I think it ought to be something that stirs our heart. Amen. And we see that the psalmist here tells us how we can have that joy. He says, blessing us from the Lord. That's that favor of God. That's what He gives us, amen, that we can enjoy worshiping. Praise the Lord. It's something that's precious in the eyes of God for us to have. He said, blessed is the man But now listen to what he says. That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. He said, blessed is the man. But he said, he's not going to be walking in the counsel of the ungodly. Who are the ungodly? You know who they are? People that's ignorant. Amen. That's who the ungodly are. People that's ignorant of God. People that choose not to recognize or realize, amen, God Almighty. People that's ignorant, that choose not to recognize the Lord Jesus Christ and what He can do for us. Amen. He said, a blessed man that don't communicate, praise God, you don't let that kind of folks counsel you. Because they not, hey, let me tell you, they not going to help you none. Amen. They are not going to help you none, praise God, the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. Because they're ignorant, praise God. They're on that broad way, that way of destruction. That's where those people's going. He said, and as many that enter in thereat. Amen. These people lining up to go down that broad way. God help. And we can't let them be our counsel. He said, blessed is man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Number two, he says that nor standeth in the way of sinners. Do you know tonight that there's a difference between the ungodly and sinners? Huh? Did you know there's a difference? See, the ungodly tonight are those that just ignorant of anything God, don't want to know about Him. Amen? But those that are sinners, amen, that sinners indeed, praise God, they know about Him, but they reject Him. Amen? That's two different categories. Amen. Those some that just ignorant about of God, they don't want to know nothing about Him. But there's others that know about Him and they reject everything that He has for them. But He says, blessed is the man that don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Amen. He said, you don't hook up with the ungodly. And He said, you don't walk with sinners. Amen. Does that make sense? Because they're rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. They're rejecting the very truth, praise God, that bought them. Give them an opportunity that they might be saved. In other words, they're rejecting the very light that shined forth out of darkness. Amen? But he says, not only that, we don't walk after the ungodly, we don't walk after sinners, don't follow in the way of those people. He said, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Amen? So the scornful are those that hold to religion, but they hold it in contempt. Do you know anybody like that? There's a lot of people that hold religion and they hold it in contempt. They say, well, I don't have nothing to do with that. I don't believe God. It can't help me. Amen. I don't need that religion. Or they use this when they said, that's just a crutch. Huh? Have you ever heard people say, well, you know, you just use religion. It's just a crutch. It's something that you prop up on. Hey, well, yeah, sometimes I prop up on it. Praise God, sometimes it just carries me. Amen. Amen. My faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, I don't want to make it without Him. Amen. Amen. But He said, nor stand in the way of the scornful. Amen. Praise God. If we ain't very careful, we'll get over there to that place, of course. We'll get to that place where we'll have contempt for the very thing that we say we believe. You remember old Peter? You remember Peter when Peter was over there and they come to Gethsemane, they come to take Jesus? And Peter rose up and he was smote off Malchus's ear. And Jesus put that away. He said, praise God. And he took that ear and he put it back on. Well, Peter was all about getting in there. He, praise God, he was real religious. But you know what happened? It wasn't but just a little while later that he got over there and got around the fires. Huh? He got around the fire. And if we ain't very careful, praise God, we'll get with those that's of the wrong attitude and the wrong desires and the wrong application of their beliefs. And if we ain't very careful, we'll be getting in the seat of the scornful. And before you know it, if we ain't careful, we'll be denying, praise God, the very faith which we say that we have. Amen. It won't take us but just a little while. But then we say, well, he's one of them. And you say, well, boy, that fire feels awful good and it's a cold night. I don't know what you're talking about. Huh? And then a little while later, another one said, Well, that's him. His speech betrayeth him. He's one of them. He said, oh, goodness, it's cold out here. I don't know what you're talking about. Huh? And just a little while later, he rose and said, well, I know that I've seen him with them. And he began to curse and to say, hey, you know what? Blankety blank blank. I don't know him. Amen. If we ain't very careful, praise God, we'll get to a place, if we hang out with the wrong people, we'll have contempt for the very faith that we say that we have. Amen. But he says, praise God, listen. He says, I'm going somewhere just tonight, you hang on. But he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Amen. He said, praise God, blessed is he that don't do those things. Amen. What does that mean? He said, that one that separates himself. That one that realizes, praise God, that what he got's real. That there's a good God, there's a real God up there, there's the Lord Jesus Christ that loves him, praise God. And you say, well, preacher, I'm too strong to ever do that. What about Peter? Peter walked with Jesus. Amen. He seen him face to face, yet he rejected, he denied him thrice. Amen. Don't think that we're too strong. Praise God, you say, what do you do? Praise God, just realize the blessings of God. Amen. And praise God, just keep trekking on for Him. Amen. Realizing the Lord loves you, cares for you. Don't get caught up with this mess that's out here in the world. But notice what he says in verse 2. He says, but. Amen. Praise God. I tell you what, things are going to head in a different direction now. Amen. Things is going to get good from here on out. He says, praise God, you've done chosen your heart. Amen. Blessed is the man. He's done chosen his heart. He said, I'm not going to follow after bad counsel. I'm not going to walk with sinners. Amen. I'm not going to sit with the scornful. Those that's commenting and putting down. Amen. Denying and rejecting. Amen. The little principles of their faith. Have you ever known somebody that would, well, they're real religious, but then they get in a different situation and not as religious as they thought they was? Huh? If we ain't get careful, you get caught up in that. Amen. Hey, I knew a fellow one time that I went to school with, and he was a buddy to us. I mean, he was just like he was one of us. But then we went to another school. It was in wrestling. But then we went to another school and he got with some buddies that he had from that other school. And you know what? He just forgot about us. I mean, forgot his own alma mater, praise God. And went over with the enemy. Amen? He was over there rooting for them. What are you saying? I'm saying if we ain't very careful, praise God, we'll get snookered in to the other side. But he says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Amen. So what he does, he said, his delight is in the Lord. Amen. He realizes, praise God, that God and His Word is right and everything else is wrong. Amen. Amen. He said, let God be true and every man a liar. If man says something contrary to your King James Bible, then it's wrong. And God's right. Amen. See, they was somebody, you remember the prodigal son? They was somebody put in his head, you know, said, you know what you'll do? You ought to just get your dad, give him your part of your inheritance, and you go out here in the world, praise God, you could have your time. So he did. Listened to some bad counsel. So he got up and he loaded up, praise God, and he went out there in the world to have him a good time. Daddy gave him his inheritance, and the Bible says he went out there and he bloated on riotous living, not righteous living. Sometimes we say righteous living. Righteous living is right living. He spent it on riotous living. Amen. Kind of the kind of living that they're doing down here in these different towns where they're pillaging and tearing up and tearing down, destroying and killing and maiming and all that. That's riotous living. Trying to get something, praise God, that don't belong to you. Trying to have a good time, praise God, in a way that you don't not designed to have. Amen. But that prodigal got down there and after all the lies and deception, he said, you know what? He said, in my father's house, amen, there's food aplenty. He said, I would have fain have filled my belly with the husk of the swine, what I fed to the swine. Amen. But he come to himself, Brother Robert, down there one day, he said, well, know what? This ain't worth it. It's not what they told me it'd be. Amen. He said, hey, praise God, in my Father's house, things is far better. But you know what he had to do? He had to make a decision. He said, you know what? If I give this up, I can go back to the Father's house. And I'll just say, Father, forgive me. I've sinned against you and against God. Amen. Amen. He said, but in order to do that, he said, I'd have to, Brother Rex, give some things up. Yeah. Right. Amen. He said, well, said, I'd have to give up the slop I'm eating. I'd have to give up the pig pen I'm living in. I'd have to give up the filth of this life. I'd have to give up these rags of clothes I've got. Amen. So that I might be robed from my Father.
Amen. Amen.
I don't think it took him a whole lot of deciding to figure out where his help was. Amen. 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 Praise God. He said, hey, you know what? There's some help up at the Father's house. He said, I give up this bunch of junk down here, praise God. He said, I get a robe on my back. I get shoes on my feet. Praise God, he got a ring on his hand, and he got a kiss from the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Blessed is he. Praise God, that's looking to God. His delight is in the law of the Lord. Amen, it's joyful. Amen, the Word of God is joyful. It speaks to us. It gives us joy. Amen. It gives us help and hope. Praise God. It gives us encouragement for the journey. It breaks my heart. People say, well, you know what, preacher? I don't really need church and stuff. I do okay at home. Boy, that's deception from the devil. Amen. He gets you down there and gets you so defeated. You won't know. You'll be like that old prodigal down the hog pen before you know it. But praise God, you get under the Word of God. And he said, it's joyful, delight, praise God, in the law of the Lord. Amen. He said, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. So not only is it joyful in the Lord, but praise God, it's thoughtful. It's something you can think about. Amen. Meditate upon it day and night. It's something you can think about, praise God. Something that'll help your heart. Something that you can think about for the future. You remember when Elijah went up on there and he done the when he had with the prophets of Baal, and they had a competition, praise God, and Elijah set up those two, he told them to set up two altars, and he set up one, they set up one, and they jumped and hollered and screamed and prayed to their God all day long till it was time for a sacrifice, and then nothing happened. They was jumping up and down on their altar and cutting themselves. Now, they didn't expect much, or they wouldn't have got on top of that altar if they was expecting God to come down and consume it. I mean, I ain't going to get up on top of something that I'm expecting God to consume. Amen? But, oh, Elijah set his up, and you know the story, poured water and everything, and God came down, praise God, after about, 56 words or something like that. The power of God come down, consumed it up, licked up the water, praise God, absorbed up the rocks, praise God, and gone, it was gone. And Elijah got over it, and you know what the Bible said? Said he sat down, put his head between his knees, and he began to meditate. He began to meditate. He began to think on some things. Amen. I guess he began to think about how good God was. Amen. Praise God. He took all them prophets, about 400 prophets, took them down there. He said, don't let none of them escape. Took them down there and slew them. And he sat down. He began to think about how good God was. Amen. He told his servant, he said, son, go up to the top of the mountain. And said, look out across the Sea of Galilee there and said, and see if you see anything.
Yeah.
And he's laying there, he was meditating on God, and the servant went up and he come back and he said, Elijah said, sir, I don't see a thing. Amen. And Elijah just stayed there, praise God, thoughtful about it. He said, well, God's already moved in a mighty way. He's done some wonderful things. 16 major miracles, praise God, that Elijah performed. Amen. That servant come back and he said, well, go again 7 times. So that servant went 4 times, 5 times, 6 times. The 7th time he went up there and he looked out there, didn't expect to see nothing. He went up there and glanced out. Whoa. He turned around and said, he went running back down there. He said, man of God, he said, I see a little old cloud up there over the Sea of Galilee about the size of a man's hand. And Elijah, praise God. He said, whoopee. He said, go tell old King Ahab, he better load her up and get out of here or he'll not make her to the house. He said, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Hey! Why? Because he was thoughtful, praise God. He was meditating on the things of God and knew that God was true.
Amen.
Amen. If we ever get to thinking on the things of God and realize how true He is. Brother John, has God ever told you a lie? Brother Scott, has God ever told you, have you ever caught God in a lie? Anything in that book that God ever lied about? Amen. Man of God said, you know what? Praise God, He made me promise and He'll keep them. Amen. Thoughtful. Not only joyful, but He was thoughtful, praise God. Amen. But now notice verse 3. And said, He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. So not only is He joyful and thoughtful, but He's hopeful. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, not only, praise God, is He thoughtful, He's thinking about the things that God's going to do, expecting what God does. Amen. But praise God, He's like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Amen. He's got that hope. You take that tree, praise God, down there by the rivers of water. Amen. You know it's nourished. You know it's going to get moisture, praise God. And you expect till that tree produces fruit. Amen. So praise God, we're hopeful, praise God. Because we know God, the joyful, we're joyful about Him. We know His Word. He knows His Word speaks to us, praise God. We're thoughtful about it. We can think about it and realize and recognize what God wants to do. Praise God. And then He said, praise the Lord. He said, then we have a hope that comes along. That's faith with expectation. Just expecting God to do something. Amen. Expecting God to produce that fruit, and He'll produce it in me and you if we'll let Him. Amen. When we just come joyful, thoughtful, praise God, hopeful before the Lord. Amen. To expect until it happens. And it'll happen, praise God, when we come expecting it. Amen. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, hopeful. But now notice the next one. He said, that bringeth forth His fruit in His season. So He said, not only is He said we'd be hopeful, He said, but we'd be fruitful. Amen. Blessed is the man, praise God. Amen. He's going to be fruitful. He's going to be producing fruit. He said the sweet Spirit of God, amen, is going to move in Him, amen. And He's going to do that work that He needs to do in me and you, praise the Lord, if we'll let Him. Amen. And we let Him when we begin to see the Word, to listen to the Word, praise God, to think on the Word, amen, and to have hope. Amen. And we have that, praise God. That's where joy comes from. But because we know, because we believe God, He'll fulfill that needs to be done. Amen. When God begins to move on, when God begins to do it, you know what that is? It's fruit. Amen. When God begins to move our life and God begins to show us stuff, praise God, that's fruit. Amen. I wonder how many times we take for granted the fruit that God's doing. Amen. When you get up, hey listen, when we get up on Sunday morning with the desire to come to God's house, you know what that is, Brother Andrew? Amen. Praise God, that's fruit. Amen. Amen. Because we've thought about God, amen. We've seen God, Lord. We've got joy in our hearts. We've got hope, praise God, and it brings forth fruitfulness. Amen. That's what He does. Well, what a simple message. Amen. For simple people. Amen. Praise God to encourage us in the journey. Blessed is the man. Amen. Praise the Lord not only that bringeth forth His fruit in His season, but now listen to what He says here. He said, His leaves also shall not wither. Amen. A withered leaf is a representation of a withered life. Amen. A withered leaf is a representation of a withered life. But praise God, He said here, He said, oh, His leaf, amen, He's talking about that blessed man, amen, that man with joy, that man that's thoughtful, that man that's hopeful, that man that's fruitful. So His leaf also shall not wither. He said that man's not only all them things, but praise God, besides, he's beautiful. Amen. He's not withered up and callous, praise God. He's a beautiful human being. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, what do you mean? I mean, praise God, He's looking all right. Amen. He's got that smile on His face, praise God, because He knows where God brought Him from. Amen. He's not going to get discouraged and withered up, praise God, not going to give up, because He knows God. Blessed is the man. Gets good counsel from God. Amen. From His Word. amen, listens to God's, amen, he's joyful, he's thoughtful, he's hopeful, he's fruitful, he's beautiful, amen. When God looks at us, praise God, and we're trying to take it all in, take Him all in, praise God, you know how He sees us? He sees us as beautiful, amen. Praise the Lord, I believe it gives Jesus bragging rights, amen. He opens up the thrones of glory. Praise God. He said, praise God, that's one of mine. Amen. Amen. Said, look at His countenance. Praise God. He's not withered up. Amen. Amen. Praise God. His leaf not wither. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's flared out. It's beautiful. It's absorbing. It's absorbing. You know what makes a leaf so beautiful, Brother Bill? When it's absorbing all that sunlight it can get. Amen. When it's taking in all that sun it can get, praise God, that's when it's beautiful. Amen. So not only would be fruitful, but said He'd be beautiful. Now look at what else He said. He said, and whatsoever He doeth shall prosper. So not only is He beautiful, but said He's also prosperous. Amen. He said He's prospering in the Lord. God's leading him along. God's guiding him. God's giving him help. God's instructing him. And praise God, he's liking it all. Amen. Amen. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13, the Bible says, he that can that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Amen. He said, what happened, this fellow, the reason he's got all this joy and the reason he thanks on God, the reason he's hopeful and fruitful, praise God, and the reason he's prosperous is because he's thinking on the things God, he's meditating on, he can't get it out of his mind. Amen? So he confesses his sin, praise God, and he's hopeful, praise God, for the mercy of God, and God just keeps pouring and pouring and pouring out. Amen? And as he goes through trials and temptations, and we go through those. James said it's not when, but when. He said when we go through these diverse temptations. Amen. Praise God, we know that God's right there with us. Amen. He's walking with us. He's guiding us. He's helping us at every present help in a time of trouble to right bring us through, praise God, with a shout, not a pout. Amen. Praise the Lord. Excited about what God's doing. So we see this man, this blessed man. He's not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. He's not standing in the way of sinners or sitting in the seat of scornful. But, amen, praise God, the joy of the Lord is in the but. Amen. But God, amen, has the authority and the rule and the life, praise God, that gives you the joy, amen, that passes all understanding. What He wants us to have is joy tonight, amen. Without it, there's no hope for it. But He says, now listen to what He says about the ungodly. The ungodly, amen, those ignorant that choose to be, are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. You know what chaff is? Chaff is the hull of the grain. Huh? It looks like grain, amen, and it has an appearance of grain, but there's no life in it. There's nothing. You don't get nothing out of it. And when the wind blows, praise God, it just blows it away. They would take those winnowing things, and when they would do their grain, they would take it and they would take that stuff and they'd throw it up in the air into the wind. And they'd throw it up into the wind. That wind would catch that chaff and it would blow it away. So all they had left was the bare grain. All the shells, all the hulls, praise God, was gone. And the only part that was left was that part that was real. Amen. He said, hey, praise God. He said, the ungodly, those that choose to be ignorant about God, he said, they're just empty shells that the wind will blow them away, blow them wherever they list. Amen. Whichever way the wind blows, that's the way they go. He said, that's what the ungodly are. He said, therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. He said, they're going to be separated off. Amen. Why God's a gathering in the wheat. The chaff's going to be blown away hither and thither. Amen. It's not going to be standing with God, but it's going to be blown away. He said, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. Amen. What is the way of the righteous? The Jesus way. Amen. The Jesus way. God knows the way. It's Jesus. Amen. He'd encourage you, amen. Go with Jesus. Follow Jesus. Blessed is the man that follows Jesus. But he said, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. You know what that word means? That word perish means to make useless. Amen. God can't use them. God don't need them. Amen. They're worthless to Him. Amen. But God says, you know what? Blessed is the man that standeth not in the way of the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But praise God, God said, I've got a whole bunch of stuff for the one that walks with me. Praise be to God. Amen. What is it? It's the joy that we have in the Lord. The psalmist is telling us tonight that he said, praise God, there's joy to being a child of God. Amen. Amen. Don't let the devil get you down. Don't let him beat you down. Don't let nobody tell you any different. Praise God, there's joy in the Lord. Amen. Somebody asked you, say, why do you go to church? Why do you love the Lord? Why do you pray? Why do you act like you do? Because, say, praise God, there's joy in the Lord. I'm blessed, amen. We say it all the time around here. But I don't think a lot of times we even realize what we're saying. Amen. We just become accustomed to saying it. But what we're doing when we're saying we're blessed, Brother X, we're saying, praise God, I've got joy in my soul. I've been thinking, I've been listening to God. I'm hopeful, praise God, for the end result of my life. Amen. Amen. Praise God, I'm seeing the fruit of God. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. He said, things is just getting better farther on. Amen. Amen. He said, God, I've prospered. Everything I have is because of Him.
Right.
Amen. But like Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. If I'd been left to myself, I'd be just like those others that's out there in the world, that chaff. That's just blown away here and there. Amen. They don't know. But you know why? Because they've listened to the counsel of the ungodly. And they've walked in the ways of sinners. And they've sat in the seat of the scornful. Amen. But he said, blessed is the man that don't do that. Amen. But he follows God all the days of his life. It makes a difference, church. It makes a difference. They said the Bible asked us this question. Amen. Israel was asked this question many times. It was asked, he said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Amen. We have to make an intelligent choice of who we're going to serve. We're living the last days, this thing. This is almost over. Amen. I mean, this is things, it's wrapping up in such a breakneck speed. Did you see over in Ireland yesterday where they voted to change their constitution to make gay homosexual marriage, a sodomite marriage, legal? Amen? To make sodomite marriage legal in Ireland. We're right at the end of this thing. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, amen, and as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, he said, so it'll be. He said, the disciples said, well, how are we going to know the end of this age when this thing's over? He said, it'll be like it was in the days of Noah when man will just be eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage. He said, he's just going to be going about business without God, without any thought of God. And he said, it'll be like it was in Sodom and Gomorrah when man were just chasing after the lust of their flesh in ungodliness. Church, we're right there. Amen. We're knocking on the door to a trumpet sound and a shout going out. Amen. We need to choose this day whom we'll serve. And God says, if you will, He said, if you'll choose me, He said, pick me. Choose me. Amen. He said, I love you. He said, the devil and the world don't care about you. He said, choose me. Amen. Blessed is the man. Amen. Blessed is that chooses me. Joy of the Lord. Amen.